Virtual Reality, Emphasis on Reality. Written by Arishai, read by A Literal Garbage Heap. Summary. When Biddy agreed to try out his friend's new game, he had no idea how much it would change his life. Please, Biddy? Chowder was giving Biddy his best puppy dog eyes. Biddy never could resist that look, and Chowder knew it, damn it. I don't know, Biddy told him, and Chowder's face lit up, sensing his victory. I never play video games, he added desperately. That's exactly what we need. We already have people who know what they're doing. Biddy folded his arms and gave Chowder an unimpressed look, but Chowder just grinned at him. We want to make sure a total noob can jump right in and start playing too. With that kind of talk, I hope you aren't on the sales team. Total noob, Biddy muttered. I brought everything you need to play, Chowder said, ignoring him. He had a VR headset, a fancy one with attached headphones, and a thin pair of gloves. It's all set to connect, you just have to turn it on. After you put it on, of course. You want me to do this right now? Biddy eyed the equipment, as if it was a poisonous snake. He didn't have anything against it, it just wasn't his cup of tea. No matter what Chowder said, it didn't make sense that he and Dex wanted Biddy to test their new game. I want to get you started, that's all. You don't have to actually play it right now. It was obvious from Chowder's tone that he really wished Biddy would. And how is this different from regular VR? Biddy asked as he pulled on the gloves. It's like next level. Total virtual immersion. Or as close as we can get to it for now. Like The Matrix or Oasis in Ready Player One. Chowder held out the headset for Biddy to take. I'm not one for science fiction, but even I know The Matrix is not a good thing. Despite his words, Biddy put the headset on, leaving one ear uncovered so he could listen to Chowder's instructions. Okay, there are two modes, Chowder said as the visuals began to load. There's augmented reality where the game world overlays the real world, so your couch becomes the trunk of a fallen tree or something. You need some space for that because the game world is so extensive. I mean, there's this quest where, Chowder, honey, can we get back to my tutorial? Chowder cleared his throat. Yeah, it's swassome that it's finally real, you know? Anyway, we have what we're calling autopilot mode, so you can explore the game world without needing too much actual movement. To switch it, you just have to... Chowder went on, but Biddy barely heard him, because he was standing at the edge of a dark and forbidding forest. The trees were literal works of art. Realistic looking, but not so realistic that his brain kept insisting something was off, the way CGI people made him feel. Biddy would swear he could hear birds chirping and insects buzzing. He adjusted the headset, muffling Chowder's words. Yep, birdsong, bees, and a breeze ruffling the leaves on the trees. This is amazing, he breathed. Biddy found himself spending a lot of time trying out Questor's Fate, Chowder and Dex's game. Not so much for the gameplay. It was interesting, but that had never been his cup of tea. But for the wonderful world where it took place, and the people he met there. He was sure there were players who liked to use the augmented reality version and roam around outside to complete their quests, but Biddy preferred the shared virtual world. It was easier after a long day spent on his feet. Even though he wasn't actually playing the game, he had explored the other things it had to offer. Namely, he'd built his own shop. He'd gotten Chowder and Dex to help him speed things along. He wasn't a fool. Now he sold or traded items to fellow players to help them along on their quests. Things that would refill their game energy or boost their game stats, or would let them customize their character. It was pretty entertaining when they thought he was an NPC, non-player character. He was slowly learning their language. At first because his skin wasn't available in the game store. Perks of being friends with the game developers. Dex had even created an NPC to keep the shop running when he wasn't playing. If Biddy had been charging real money, he'd be rolling in it. Not long after he'd opened up his shop, only stocked with virtual fruit at that time, his first customer had come along. That was how he'd met Jack. Biddy's general store was in the middle of the forest, situated at the crossroads of several quest pathways. A player wearing the default skin had come walking along one of them, looking a little lost. He kept looking this way and that, and consulting his quest map. Finally, he spotted the store, and Biddy, and practically ran up to him. Help, Biddy began. Are you a real person? Can you help me? The player said in a rush. I'm as real as anyone in here can be, Biddy said. What do you need, sugar? Do you have merci? I don't understand how this map works. How do you get it to show where I am? Where am I supposed to go? He thrust his map at Biddy, and it disappeared as soon as he opened his hand. Well, first of all, my name is Biddy. Biddy waited expectantly. Oh, sorry, Jack. Nice to meet you, Jack. Second, that map is yours, so you can't hand it to me. Go ahead and open it up again. Jack swept his hand up, then poked in the air in a specific spot. It never got old, watching other players waving their hands around while they interacted with menus that only they could see. The map reappeared. Now don't let go, Biddy said. He moved behind Jack and peered around his bicep. Even in-game, he was shorter than most of the other players, which somehow seemed unfair. Dex didn't have to make his character that true to life. It looks like you're still in worldview mode. Tap your quest icon up in the right corner. That'll show you things that are specific to your quest, including where you are and where you should be going. Quest icon? What does that look like? That depends on the quest you chose. This was all covered in the tutorial. There's a tutorial? Now how on earth did you get this far without the tutorial? Jack dropped his hands, and the map disappeared again. It's my friend Shitty's account. He made a pushing motion with both hands. He said I need to relax, or at least not focus so much on my job. I suppose wandering around trying to figure out how this all works could be relaxing, Biddy said doubtfully. He had to leave for a work emergency before he could show me very much. Wait, did you say your friend Shitty, or did you mean your shitty friend? Because one of those makes sense to me, and it's not the first one. Shitty's his nickname. He likes it better than his real name. Jack brought up his map yet again. Quest icon, right? Biddy could take a hint and let the subject drop. Did you even choose a quest? Considering you managed to skip all the basics. Yes. I think so? Yes. Well, that's something anyway. Let's get you started from the beginning, all right, sugar? Okay? Jack didn't seem too sure about continuing to play the game, but he was already here, and Biddy felt he owed it to Chowder and Dex to make sure he had a positive experience after such a rough start. Biddy showed him how to start the tutorial and left him to it, though he did stay close, rearranging a nearby display of apples, just in case Jack had questions. Okay, I think I got it, Jack said eventually. I have to go... He looked at his map, and then at the numerous paths. That way. He pointed at one of the trails. Oh, the Glass Mountain quest. That's a good one for someone just starting out. Here, take these apples. Biddy held out a sack. They refill your character's health bar. You'll need them. Jack stared at the sack. How do I accept them? It wasn't very clear in the tutorial. Just reach out your hand. Once you're close enough, the game will ask you if you want to accept or reject the item. Jack reached out, and the sack disappeared. Then he stood there, looking uncertain. I suppose I should... go? The princess is waiting, Biddy said with an encouraging smile. Are you sure she's not in another castle? Jack asked expectantly. No, that's not how the quest goes. Jack's shoulders slumped. That's not... He shook his head. Oh, payment? For the apples? Don't you worry about that, sugar. They're a gift for being my first customer. Oh, okay. Bye then. Bye, Jack. I hope to see you again. You can tell me how you did on your quest. Jack nodded, and off he went. Biddy hoped he would come back. He didn't think he'd ever met someone who knew even less than he did about playing video games. Jack's cluelessness was a little adorable. He wondered briefly what Jack looked like in real life, but he buried that thought quickly. Sure, Jack seemed nice. Friendly, willing to learn from someone shorter than him, which was surprisingly a problem for some players, but he didn't understand it. None of that meant anything. But he wasn't looking for a boyfriend. He probably would never see Jack again anyway. Jack came back. Not right away, but he did, and he kept coming back, showing up when Biddy was in-game at least once a week. Jack had gotten his own account, though he'd kept the default skin. At first, he would talk to Biddy for a few minutes before going off on one of the quests, but eventually he was sticking around longer and longer until Biddy suspected he'd given up on actually playing the game. Not that Biddy was one to judge, since he'd given up on doing that almost immediately. He used the virtual world as a distraction, something to do when he was too tired to do anything else, and it was too early to go to bed, or when he needed the company of others and his friends were otherwise occupied. Biddy enjoyed talking to Jack, and Jack didn't seem to mind that Biddy was doing most of the talking. They would discuss work and their friends and family and Biddy's dream job, because it sounded like Jack had his lucky devil, and so many random topics that it amazed him that Jack kept coming around. Biddy found himself looking forward to their weekly chats more and more. Shoot. He'd gone and done it. He'd fallen for Jack. Please, Biddy? Dex wasn't as good as Chowder at the puppy dog eyes, but he was giving him a run for his money. Dex, you don't have to talk me into coming to your big celebration, silly goose. Dex grinned. Chowder told me to do that. But also, we're having it catered. He winced, waiting for Biddy's reaction. I would assume so. You're bringing that up because... they specialize in pies for dessert. Sorry, Biddy, we had to pick a couple for them to serve. I see. They won't be as good as yours, Dex insisted. Well, of course they won't, Biddy replied automatically. I don't know, William. I don't think I could come to your party now that I know you're cheating on me with other pies. He pressed his lips together to hold back a smile. Dex's eyes widened. You don't! Biddy burst out laughing. My word, your face! Like I wouldn't show up because of a little thing like that. Bless your heart, you should know I was going to bake pies for you and Chowder as a gift anyway. Dex rubbed the back of his neck and laughed. Thanks, Biddy. I just didn't want you to think, I don't know, that we didn't prefer your baking or something. It's not like I'm in a position to make pies for such a big dude. Don't worry your head about it. So we'll see you there. Do you really need to ask? You couldn't keep me away, mister. Dex and Chowder were having a party for two reasons. It was the 1-year anniversary of their company, Two Frogs, and Quester's Fate had become the number one best-selling VR game in the country. It was an amazing achievement, and Biddy was proud to be a small part of that. He didn't even mind very much that he had to miss his and Jack's weekly chat. Biddy had sent him a PM through the game's messaging system to let him know he wouldn't be there. Chowder introduced him to Caitlin Farmer, a young lady he'd met while testing out the game in its early stages. Apparently, he'd mowed her down when he hadn't seen her due to a glitch, and the apology coffee he'd bought for her had led to several coffee dates and then a relationship. They were adorable together. Dex hadn't brought anyone, but he was mighty interested in Derek Nurse, a local celebrity who was in attendance for some reason. He kept sneaking glances at him, only to look away quickly whenever Derek looked in his direction, and Derek was doing the same. Wasn't that interesting? It was Dex who introduced him to Larissa Dwan, the artist who had designed the backgrounds used in the game. Miss Dwan, let me tell you how beautiful your work is. It's just breathtaking, Biddy told her as they shook hands. Thank you. Please, call me Larissa. They turned out all right, I think. I'm an abstract artist normally, but I wanted to challenge myself, work outside my comfort zone. Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm sure Will and Chris are, too. A man with an impressive mustache and long hair pulled back in a ponytail came up to them. Lardo, love of my life, I've found you, he cried and handed her a drink. Cool it, Shitty, he's not hitting on me, Larissa said. I didn't think he was, Shitty replied. I missed you, that's all. Larissa's face went a little pink, and she gave him a tiny smile. You were gone for 2 minutes. Wait, Shitty? Jack's Shitty? Biddy said without thinking. You know Jack? Oh! Shitty turned and waved at someone across the room. Jack, I think I found your friend. Biddy's face burned. Jack? Jack was here? He was going to meet Jack? Was he ready for this? They'd never even talked about meeting in real life. What should he do? A familiar-looking man with dark hair was walking towards them. Biddy considered running away, but that would be too rude. It looked like he was going to meet Jack, ready or not. He thought back to their long discussions, to the kind of person Jack seemed to be. Biddy decided he was ready. Jack got closer, and Biddy had to catch his breath. Jack was handsome. No, that word was too bland. Jack was gorgeous. Lord, those eyes. He could only hope Jack wasn't disappointed in the real him. Then Jack was standing in front of him, and Biddy forgot to breathe. Bits, Jack said, and yes, that was his voice. Biddy was going to swoon like a debutante in a corset in the middle of July. Jack! How? Your message said you were coming to the party, and I was already planning to come, so I thought it might be okay. To meet, I mean. Yes, but... Biddy, I see you've met Jack Zimmerman, Dex said, appearing out of nowhere. He's one of our major backers. Jack smiled. Lardo made me do it, he said with a fond look at her. Jack Zimmerman? The hockey player? Biddy was getting lightheaded from all the revelations. No wonder Jack had seemed familiar. He shouldn't have... He looked nothing like the default skin he used in Questor's Fate. Any other surprises? Is Beyonce here, too? Dex laughed. I'd definitely warn you first. Is this okay? Jack asked. He reached out and took Biddy's hand. I really wanted to meet you, but if you're... This is more than okay, Jack. This is wonderful. The end. Thanks for listening.